This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
From the front lines, Tommy Robinson in Manchester signed the terror bombing last night.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And you've got to look long and hard to hear him saying it's Islamic, but it is. They've taken credit. Tommy Robinson, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. He's about 3 minutes away from the vigil being held by the very local leaders, reportedly, that have been working with radical Islam, protecting the mosque, protecting the people coming back as ISIS fighters. That's mainstream UK news. This is incredible. And Tommy Robinson, feel free to take over here and tell us who the crowd is that's just joined you on the street, marching with you, like right out of Fight Club.
Yeah, they were just local English lads. Local English lads. This is their city, isn't it? This is their city.
Well, they were saying, but I saw folks that were white, that were brown, you name it, giving us thumbs up.
Yeah, black lads, yeah. Yeah, that's what... You have to understand this whole myth. Yeah. The black community, especially where I'm from, we're like this. We're like this. When it comes to... This is an ideology that has no colour. This is an ideology... In fact, many of the most radical Muslims now are white, unfortunately, in the UK. Especially in the prison system.
Well, plus, most Africans have been bombed or attacked by Muslim groups. They've really experienced the Islamic invasion in Africa.
Yeah, well, they've embraced the country. Look, as I said, my mum was an immigrant to this country, and she embraced it, and as her children, we embraced it, and that's the same with them. They've embraced it and love it. And but there's one section of the community who don't. One section of immigrants that have come here who refuse to, who are now third generation. I believe this man was second generation. The second and third generation, the problem's getting worse and worse. The hatred, the pure hatred against our way of life, our culture, our history, everything about us.
I have noticed a lot of the British leaders are white Muslims and seem to be the most aggressive. What's going on with that?
Yeah, and in the prison, do you know what's happened is we've lost our identity as English people. We've lost our history. We've not been allowed to be proud in who we are, proud in our history or our culture. So there's something missing anyway. So Islam fills that void. They then join Islam, and they're allowed to be proud in their identity. And they're given a real strong sense of belief and identity and belonging, which has been lost, purposely lost, orchestrated. They've done that on purpose. I said most English kids who are 16 walking around with their heads down.
So they take culture away and then bring in either leftist globalism or Islam. Why do you think the left is so allied? Again, Tommy Robinson on the ground in Manchester investigating live. Why do you think that the left is so allied with Islam?
I always say because it's the Marxists and communists aligning with Islam, and they both hate each other, but they're simply using each other. They're simply using each other. They're using each other, and I think this is where it is now.
Will you give us a shot forward then? We'll still be able to hear you. Just go ahead and turn it around. Tommy Robinson reporting for a lot of great websites and a lot of great work he's doing. You can check him out, obviously, online at therebelmedia.com, TommyRobinson.co.uk, but therebelmedia.com. A lot of great folks there. Look at that beautiful old city of Manchester. And this is the vigil, probably led by Muslims, telling us that we should all worship them. Look at the gorgeous architecture there.
There's a way to get to.
Is it?
We just tap it. Just tap this, and then there we go.
Oh, good. He's just teaching Tommy how to flip that around by hitting the deal. I'm the same way. I'm not that savvy with tech stuff. I love how people say, look at the Muslim architecture in Turkey. Oh, my God, look at the Blue Mosque. It was built by Christians. I'm not saying the Muslims haven't built some amazing architecture and didn't invent a lot of science. That'd be a lie. I'm just saying that the Muslims had golden age before, especially before they were Muslims, 1,400 years ago.
Yeah, I'll turn it on now.
And I'm sorry, folks, I was against the Iraq war, all of it, because we were overthrowing non-radical Muslims. I don't want to fight with the Muslims, but I cannot put up with this anymore. Tommy Robinson, again, reporting. We're going to go to break, my friend. We'll be back in 3 minutes, and you can take over if you want to report from the scene for folks there. So, again, he's approaching the vigil right now. We've got to go to break. These are hard breaks on the network. So, Tommy, if you want to turn it back around, get a good signal, we appreciate you. We'll be back to you in 3 minutes, okay? All right. I guess he didn't have his earpiece now. I asked him to turn it around. Let's ask him now. Let him take over. And then Tommy will report from Manchester at the vigil that has nothing to do with Islamics attacking us last night, according to the media, according to according to George Soros' group. It's all my fault. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your products, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt in a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we've had Tommy Robinson, who is a journalist and nationalist, standing up for free speech and sovereignty and Christianity in the UK, on with us. He got to the vigil there in front of the main government building in Manchester, UK, close to where Paul Watson grew up. And then there were so many people, obviously, on their cell phones that the signal degraded and we lost it. But we do have a live feed from the vigil where all the usual leftist suspects that have let the Islamists stand, that have done all this, stand up there and lecture everyone. We're going to keep our borders open. We're going to bring in more military-age men. We're going to let them organize. We're going to let them sexually mutilate their daughters. We're going to let them put hoods on their heads. And we're going to submit because we're loving. And that's basically what gets spewed. Here, let's hear what they have to say right now, marching up all the controlled government churches, telling us to all just bend over to Islam. Here it is. Let's listen to this. That's clapping. Well, again, I could hear the audio earlier during the break. But this is live coverage of what's happening there. Paul Watson has the latest report up on Infowars.com. You got 22 dead, mainly teenage girls, went to hear a pop rock concert. And you've got more than 50 injured. Meanwhile, London police aren't really investigating the jihadis. No, they've launched a free speech crackdown amid Manchester attack. And they say they're criminally investigating anyone that criticizes Islam or calls for an investigation of Islam, because this wasn't an Islamic attack. And they won't show you the dead bodies because they don't want you to personalize the people that were killed. They want to continue the Islamic invasion and the Islamic takeover. Now, I want to go over the facts dealing with this case and play some more clips, and then open the phones up so that you have a chance to respond. But leftists have now been bemoaning Islamophobia backlash on social media following Manchester terror attack. And if you watch UK or EU news, it's very hard to hear anybody calling it an Islamic attack. All right, we've got some of the audio now from the Manchester Peace Rally, which means run up the white flag. I have stacks of news where they have anti-Islamophobia rallies in the UK and in Europe. And when the women go, they get raped at the rallies in public, gang raped. And the police won't do anything because it's a sacrament to the goddess of Islam, I guess. I'm being sarcastic, but here it is. Yay, let's run up the white flag. Yay, let's have the very people that ran up the white flag come and lead us into more bondage. Yes, I love it. And again, it's the way that they sit there and grovel to Islam every time there's an Islamic attack and won't call it Islamic and say, we won't let this drive us apart. We will continue to worship Islam. We'll continue to have Stockholm Syndrome. We'll continue to go along with all this. And in that crowd is Tommy Robinson somewhere. We'll get him back as soon as we're able to. The toll-free number to join us concerning the attacks, concerning Trump's visit to the Middle East, where he threw down the gauntlet to Orthodox radical Islam and said, you will be destroyed. God is against you. And they responded a day later, didn't they? But there's been reports of thousands and thousands of jihadis coming back into Europe, back into the UK, as Trump destroys Al-Qaeda and ISIS in Syria. There's been warnings. Vet these people. Check these people. But the UN runs the refugee program and says, sorry, under international law that you've signed on to, we say who comes into your country, including the United States. So let's go over some of the news here. French president said terrorism part of our daily lives for years to come after the latest shooting in Paris of police. Foreign men rape molest girls in anti-racism peace and love festival. There's video of the women being gang raped, shot by the Muslims, with them lined up. One man holds each leg, they hold the woman, they choke her, the men line up and rape her and rape her and rape her, and they beg and they beg and they beg. There's hours of this footage. I would skip through it and just, it was so horrific, but I only showed screenshots of the women with total nightmare, hell surrender in their eyes, just like, God, why have you forsaken me, as they're being gang raped by the very Muslims they came to worship. Go watch the footage if you dare. Let's continue here. Cologne, women apologize for xenophobia by giving migrant Islamicists roses following mass public molestation. Trump was right. Migrants riot, loot, fight with police, and set cars on fire in Sweden. It was terrible what happened last night in Sweden. He watched the clip the night before from 3 days before, and then it happened the day after he said it. But it didn't matter that it happened right behind the day he said and right after the day. They said Trump was wrong. You know, if Trump told you a lottery ticket number and it came up true, they'd say it was wrong. No, the migrants don't rape anybody. They don't hurt anybody. Islam never did anything. They don't put hoods over women's heads either. Sweden, just last week, 70-year-old woman prosecuted for complaining about migrants defecating in the streets. That's part of their culture, lady. Meanwhile, Manchester Arena suicide bombing. 22 die in Ariana Grande concert. And by the way, people ask, what are they going to do? They're going to do nothing. They'll have checkpoints and search you and all the rest of it, but it'll be an Islamicist, you know, let you through the back door every time. Hell, most of the time in the UK, they're the ones running the security. I love how when I fly to the UK, Muslim women and men are the ones that ask me questions and search me. And when I'm leaving, they do it. Every time it's Muslims. And I'm like, is this a joke? But it's not. See, it's all part of the Stockholm Syndrome, all part of the cuckolding, all part of the joke. It'd be like if weasels or foxes were killing the hen house every night, so you hired a guard to guard it, and it was a fox. You know, fox guard the hen house. So I'm walking up. I get the 20 questions. I get put to the ringer. I get asked why I'm here. What am I doing? What do I plan? Am I an extremist? And I'm sitting there going, they know full well who I am. And I'm looking at a Muslim woman wearing a hijab. I'm just like, what? This must be really funny to you, cupcake. Manchester suicide bombing. 22 plus dead, but that's okay. Then I've got all the different recent attacks, not counting the Russian one. You know, the Russian attacks we've seen don't even really get on our news, and our media's kind of like, oh, they deserve it, you know. Recent major terror attacks in Europe, because we can't have any solidarity with Russia who's fighting Islam more than we are. We can't have any kinship with a nation and a people that have been fighting Muslims longer than we have. No, 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 no. They're the enemy because they're actually fighting Muslims. April 7, 2017, a man driving a hijacked beer truck struck pedestrians at Stockholm department store. But don't worry, they have Stockholm syndrome, so they said it wasn't Muslim, even though it was. March 22nd, a man drives a rented SUV into pedestrians at London's Westminster Bridge, killing four people. The attacker then stabbed a police officer while screaming, Allah Akbar. But it had nothing to do with Islam. December 19, 2016, a hijacked truck plows through a Christian market in Berlin, killing 12. In fact, this must be an old list. This doesn't even have the police being shot in France or the other truck attack in France. No, but whatever. July 14th, a truck driver targets Bastille Day travelers at Nice, killing 86. It was like a video game, little kids running. And then they just plow them over. And again, many of the people killed supported bringing in the Islamicist. So it's like bringing in a rattlesnake and putting it in your bed at night. It's your fault when it attacks you. I'm not blaming everybody. I'm not blaming the children. I'm blaming the cuckold white flag culture. Have you looked at Al-Qaeda and ISIS's flag? It's black. That means no surrender. Suicide attacks on the Brussels airport and subway kill 32 and injure hundreds. The perpetrators have been closely linked to the group that carried out earlier attacks in Paris. Islamic State, November 13th, linked extremists attack a concert hall and other sites. I'm not going to keep reading all these. This is just part of them. Now look at all the SWAT teams that show up right after it happens running around. I'm not against the individual police officers, but you leave the gates open, you bring the problem in, you protect it, and then you show up after everybody's dead and dying as the saviors. If you were really the saviors, you'd be politically active, changing what's happening in your government and not going along with the sellout to the Islamicists. Sick video shows ISIS jihadist ominous warning after Manchester Arena blast. If we've got time to cue that up, it's a short clip. I'm going to come back and play more clips and then go to your phone calls. But here's the jihadist celebrating the blast. ISIS is now officially taken credit. Sick video shows ISIS turd blossom, a jihadist, make ominous warning after Manchester Arena blast. I'd love to get my hands on you, but I know you're some guy that runs around spewing your anti-Christian garbage. You're probably on welfare. You're probably in the UK. You're a big lazy punk. Probably wear gangster, you know, outfits. You're just the classic wimp, the classic guy that never had a strong man in his life, who thinks being a thug to women and being a little coward makes you tough because you haven't been around real men to put you in your little cowardly place. Let's play a clip of this piece of garbage.
In the name of Allah, the merciful, the grateful, This is only the beginning.
In the name of Allah.
Elias.
Allah, let me come back to this guy. In the name of Allah, the graceful and the merciful, I'm going to blow up domesticated people because I want to sell them to submit to me. Media Matters will attack Alex Jones because they talk bad about me. I'm just...
Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Dateline, October 8, 2013. Tiffany Jenks is shot to death. A sinister murder in Oregon that is still unsolved and shrouded in mystery. Yet no one seems to care. Are the Oregon police covering something up? Are Illuminati and the New World Order involved? Who really killed Tiffany Jenks? A story waiting to be told. A story that will not go away. Read all about it on Facebook at Tiffany Jenks Murder. Spelled T-I-F-F-A-N-Y-J-E-N-K-S murder.com. TiffanyJenksMurder.com.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I got hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required, and you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 5757. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right. 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so you're satisfied. Satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
Islamic Caliphate of the United States of America. I'm your host, Alex Jones. That's where this stuff's going, I'm telling you. You go to the mall now, it's just the main signs are hijabs and just how wonderful it is. Even though there's really no market in that, and Muslims are a very small part of our population, we're being conditioned to accept it. Whether it's the Islamicist mayor of London or whether it's the new pretty boy appointed into power there in France, Macron, it doesn't matter. The same message over and over again is we must get used to Islamic terror attacks and accept it. It's part of being a great global city, a great global order. It's the same talking points, the same agenda, because the Muslims have 6 kids on average. The West was induced to have 1.3 children. So the globalists say they're replacing us with Islam. Okay, well, here's the deal. I don't want to have to put hoods over my daughter's faces or cut their genitals off or not let them drive cars and have them have huge spy grids that are used to spy on everybody run by the Muslims. I mean, this is just crazy. But here's the little arrogant mayor helping bring in Sharia law. He says, quote, he's not an Uncle Tom. That's a quote. He's going to bring in Islam. Here he is talking about just getting used to bombings.
As to who was responsible, I'm not going to speculate as to how the police in Yorkshire should react. What I do know is part and parcel of living in a great global city is you've got to be prepared for these things.
Now, by the way, when I say the UK police are to blame, I don't mean the average cop. The media will say he said the average cop was to blame. No, I mean the bureaucrats, the politicians, the system. But you've actually got to hand it to the Manchester police. They said this is a terror attack, and they go on to say it's connected to an Islamic extremist. That is a revolutionary act of the UK. Because if you watch the news there, and we had Tommy Robinson on earlier live from Manchester, you have to dig to find that. They will not say it. Now, I've got a bunch of clips I want to get to here, but a big one that's really, really important is this clip of the president in his response to the attack. And then you can look at what he said the day before in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, where he declared them cowards. He said, stop what you're doing. And then their response was, we're going to go to a teenager girl pop place where the girls are taught to be trendy. They're taught to be liberal. They're taught to have open borders. They're taught to accept the Muslims. They're taught all this. It's not their fault. It's the state's fault. It's the government's fault. It's the adult trendies that are undoubtedly there overseeing this that just keep saying everything's fine, everything's fine, capitulate, capitulate, when everything's not fine. These poor girls have nobody to stand up for them. In fact, the men are so unmanly now in many cucked European countries that the women are going for Islam because they think having a guy that wipes his butt with his hand and wears a outfit but tells a shut up, get in there and cook me, slave. They think that's manly because Western men have become such cucks. So here is the president.
I extend my deepest condolences to those so terribly injured in this terrorist attack and to the many killed and the families, so many families of the victims. We stand in absolute solidarity with the people of the United Kingdom. So many young, beautiful, innocent people living and enjoying their lives murdered by evil losers in life. I won't call them monsters because they would like that term. They would think that's a great name. I will call them from now on losers because that's what they are. They're losers. And we'll have more of them. But they're losers. Just remember that. This is what I've spent these last few days talking about during my trip overseas. Our society can have no tolerance for this continuation of bloodshed. We cannot stand a moment longer for the slaughter of innocent people. And in today's attack, it was mostly innocent children. The terrorists and extremists and those who give them aid and comfort must be driven out from our society forever. This wicked ideology must be obliterated.
That's right. We're going to be back.
And I mean completely
obliterated. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
And the innocent.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of. I just knew too much.
Dr. Corsi's popping in for about 10 minutes. Then we're going to go to your phone calls right into the next hour. We have Dr. Mercola joining us with some huge, huge developments on so many fronts. With all these massive studies coming out, confirming much of his research and other researchers' intel. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number for you to join us. I've got some other clips I want to play as well. Obviously, if you just tuned in, you already know about the 22 dead, over 50 injured in a suicide bombing in Manchester, England, at a girls' college/high school level pop rock concert. And I'm not even so much angry at Islam, because it is what it is. I'm not mad at the AIDS virus. It is what it is. I'm not mad at a crocodile that eats a small child. A crocodile is a crocodile. I'm not mad at a black widow that bites somebody and kills them. It's a black widow. I'm not mad at a tornado that goes through the neighborhood and kills some people. That's what tornadoes do. It's that letting Islamists in from the most radical, out-of-control areas of the world, where they're literally the most bizarre cult the planet's ever seen, where women can't go outside without a male attendant, where women wear total hoods over their heads, where women can't drive cars, where women can be raped, and if they report it, they get charged with a sex crime. And then to be lectured by feminists all day how I'm a bad Western man, when the West is where women got empowered and where slavery got ended, except in Islamic countries. Many Islamic countries still have slavery. People go, oh, well, that's their culture. Let's all go as liberals to the hookah bar. So there's this weird liberal fascination with the most radical orthodox forms of Islam. I know Dr. Corsi worked in counterterrorism with the State Department and other areas and is an expert on radical Islam, but that's not why he's about to join us in a moment, but I'm sure he'll be able to speak to that. But I'm really mad at the elites that have opened the door up to do this and that would make an alliance with people that absolutely are more barbarous than most cultures were 5,000, 6,000 years ago. I mean, modern Islam was formed out of the slave trade and camel caravan routes that came through Mecca, and is the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst, and is absolutely the most criminal, reprobate, twisted, bizarre rationale for pure evil. It is the most monotheistic, chauvinistic thing on earth. I don't like extreme liberalism. I don't like extreme, you know, Islam. America is like way towards liberalism under Thomas Jefferson, and the very liberals then criticize us all day from a position of ignorance because they get off on the power trip of thinking, hey, here comes Islam. They're the muscle we need. How many videos have you seen at college campuses where they'll just declare the entire commons, entire parks, are off limits to anybody that's white? But then you'll notice it's white professors, almost universally, that are leading the minorities that they're taking over from whitey. It's a classic case of Animal Farm, George Orwell. And then they'll walk over to camera people that are coming over with cameras, and they'll say, get out of here, and start shoving them. And then the man says no, and she goes, that's it, get me some muscle. And she goes over and tries to find a big black guy to come over and physically attack the white guy, and the black guy won't even do it. It's like weird beta women wanting to wage war is what I found. That's what feminism is. But then they go to the most twisted, crazy alpha male, but it's not alpha male. It's like a weird, twisted alpha male. It's like a little disgruntled, twisted, chicken-necked alpha male, real cowardly and hateful and oppressive and greedy and backwards and smelly. And by smelly, I mean just the whole thing just is a cultural stench to it. And it's the worst forms of Islam that are taking over Islam. It always wants to take over any nice city or nice culture or nice art and burn it down, blow it up, take everybody to the sports stadium, hang them by their necks. Yeah, let's play this clip of this. Like, let's back it up. Yeah, can somebody get me some muscle? She's attacking him. She's attacking his camera because she's the god now. She rules. You will submit. We're going to Dr. Corsi here in just a moment. Dealing with the total media hysteria over us getting some press passes, which aren't even the reason we're in D.C. We're there for interviews. They're for our sources. There for the press club. Of course, he's constantly at the press meetings of the different agencies of Congress, breaking big news on Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. It's almost a hassle for him to go get the things and then go sit there all day hoping to get a question in when it might take you a month to do it. But they just keep trying to keep us out of the White House, this symbol of we're not real news. So we got the week-long press pass. They're flipping out about it. We're going to talk about that in a moment. But first, we've had six of our best-selling products sold out some of it for a month, some for 2 months, some products for 2 weeks. And that's not a good thing. But we have such high-quality standards that are at California level that almost nobody else can pass, that it's hard to get the ingredients that are 100% pure, but we always wait till we actually get the pure batches. So everything is back in now, except DNA Force. Everything is back in at InfoWarsStore.com. And out of the gates for the Memorial Day special, we have the mega specials. This is undoubtedly one of the biggest sales we've ever done. Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, 65% off. I was saying 50% off. I'm sorry, it's 65% off. We've never done 65. So when I saw that earlier, I said 50 in my own brain. It's a loss leader. We want you to have it. We want you to enjoy the product. We want you to, a lot of you that haven't ever gone and shopped with us to support the broadcast, now is the time. More than ever, we're under free speech attack. We're being demonized. They're trying to shut us down. Quite frankly, these have been sold out for a while. We can sell these all at full retail. But I want to have a win-win here. I want you to get the colloidal silver 65% off. Super Male Vitality, our best seller, 30% off out of the gates, gone for months. Survival Shield, X2, Nation Iodine, back in stock, 40% off. Brain Force, 47% off. Secret 12, 43% off. Pure organic vitamin B12, methylcobalamin, under the tongue. It's the next best thing to shots. Knockout, 50% off retail. Unbelievable. All InfoWars t-shirts, all 75% off. So that only runs through next Tuesday. Super Blue, high-quality fluoride-free toothpaste. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Read the reviews. Here's one for Super Male Vitality from Carson. Totally worth it. I love this product. Many people say they can feel it helped a couple of days. For me, it took a couple of weeks. After it got in my system, it was a game changer. If you're on the fence about buying this product, I hope it will help you in so many ways. Five-star review. Z-Shield, our new product to detoxify heavy metals and other compounds. It's now available. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And listen, I get up here and I come off as brash and aggressive because I'm exhausted most of the time. I'm working until 7, 8, 9, 10 at night because I'm committed to the truth. Not because I'm even an angel. I fundamentally do not want to be dominated by globalists or by Islamicists or by anybody else. I have a fighting spirit. I know you have one as well. And it upsets me to see Muslims attack people on a weekly basis who are innocent. I mean, if you hate our military and hate our policies, why don't you go attack a military base? Why don't you go attack a police station? I'm not saying do that. I'm just saying that's called being more chivalrous. And fundamentally to see a bunch of weird leftists defending it and attacking us makes me angry. If you'll just support us and just buy the products, you get auto ship, get 10% off, free shipping on orders $50 or more. If you'll just make the commitment to get great products on a routine basis, that's why auto ship's good, because I tend to forget my own products. So I get them out of the warehouse myself and I'll run out. So I've actually ordered my own products now online, used auto ship, and InfoWarsStore.com, so I don't forget. Works like a charm. Because I'm busy and I'm always at home. Oh, I need some colloidal silver. I got a sore throat. Or, oh, I ran out of Secret 12 for my kids. Or I ran out of our own, you know, multivitamin, vitamin mineral fusion fruit punch drink. Get 10% off. Sign up for every 42 days, every 60 days, every 30 days, every 15 days, every 90 days. You can cancel anytime. Get 10% off. But if you get any of the Emrix Essentials personal care products, it is 20% off what's retail, and then it's 25% off when you sign up for auto ship for the shampoo, the body wash, the sunscreen, the 10-to-1 organic mouthwash. By the way, this is all organic. I'm so proud of Emrix Essentials, but take advantage of the mega Memorial Day sales for all our veterans and all the patriots out there. Take advantage of these products and sign up for auto ship. And if you don't like it, cancel. You got 10% off. You get 25% off with Emrix Essentials, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Now, we've got callers from Scotland, callers from Maryland, from Germany, from Indiana, from all over the country, all over the world. We're going to be going to your phone calls here in a few minutes. But I wanted to get Dr. Jerome Corsi on with us to give us his first snapshot on what happened 24 hours after the president's speech in Riyadh, I thought a bold speech, that he called out radical Islam to its face, and then to see this attack, and then ISIS and Al-Qaeda saying a lot more coming, what is the EU thinking, Dr. Corsi? You're a terrorism expert, for those that don't know, that they're accelerating as ISIS gets defeated by Trump and America. They're admittedly flooding back into Europe. Europe's letting them back in. It's admitted they're letting known ISIS fighters back in. Doesn't that make the UK government and doesn't that make the German government and others guilty of these attacks?
Absolutely. I mean, you've got a situation right now where the UK is trying to take control of its borders back again from the EU. But if you look at the EU in Brussels, you've got unelected bureaucrats, globalists, who are insisting that all the countries of the EU have open borders and are being inundated with these refugees. This attack in London was from, a Lebanon family of refugees that has come into the UK. The UK says there's 3,500 known terrorists, radical Islamic terrorists, in the UK right now. And the laws that they've been operating under really tie the hands of the police from doing anything to protect the people.
Sure, and just to be clear, it was being confirmed now of Libyan refugees. Go ahead.
Libyan refugees. All right. Libyan refugees. Well, I mean, again, Libya has been destroyed by Hillary Clinton when she devastated the country, siding with Al-Qaeda terrorists to oust Gaddafi. And the country is degenerated into a terrorist-controlled bedlam. And people can get out or getting out, but the radical Islamic terrorists who get out bring the radical Islamic terror with them. And that's the problem we're having right now in the UK and all across Europe. And it's not going to be resolved by politicians wishing that everyone would just get along or this Islamophobia, political correctness. Because this situation, as Donald Trump is pointing out, in this historic trip, is going to need the cooperation, a reformation of Islam, in order to reject these radicals and to define that the religion is not encouraging violence. That's like a reformation that the various Christian churches went through in the Renaissance and afterwards. And it's got to happen. You know, the Protestant Reformation was a major a reformulation.
Yeah, where is Islam's Martin Luther? And meanwhile, we don't just demonize George Soros. As usual, he's the one behind it. And the UN refugee program with these big, long boats enticing the Libyans to flee to get on these big 100-foot boats that they then run them into the Italian coast.
It's a huge problem, and people die on these boats. These boats are not stable. People drown when these boats tip over.
So the EU goes in with Hillary, blows up Libya, then millions start pouring out, and then we're supposed to just take them all.
Yeah, the EU wants all of them taken. The EU says, you get XYZ country, you're going to be allocated so many of them, and if you want to have an EU passport, you want to be able to have free open borders, then you take the refugees we're giving you. And it's just not working out. I mean, in all these countries, Sweden, Germany, you've got Muslim rapes, you've got Muslim murders, you've got Muslim no-go zones where the police are, that's too dangerous even for the police to go
through. I've got statistics. 90% of shootings in Sweden, Muslims. 82% of Muslims doing the raping. I mean, they literally, it's like they're from another world.
Well, the whole culture, I mean, the whole culture of this radical Islam, which is so dramatically anti-women. I mean, it's always amazed me that the American feminists...
In fact, you can say, I mean, isn't Islam number one about oppressing women? Isn't that the real heart of Islam?
It's certainly core to the attraction of Islam across the world, and this brutalizing of women is basically medieval. I mean, sexual mutilation of girls is horrendous. The beating of women, the way women are treated. I mean, if anyone's ever been in the Middle East and actually seen the women wearing these veils and covered from head to foot, it's a fairly frightening scene to think of the subjugation of women that are so terrible.
Doctor, I see this now at malls in Austin, not just to jibs. I'm seeing women covered up. You talk about almost having a heart attack.
Right. I mean, it's a pretty frightening scene. I mean, because these women are completely subjugated. They're going to be beaten if they violate any rules. They can be, you know, divorced. If they're raped, it's their fault. I mean, the laws of Islam and Sharia law are brutal to women. And it's impossible for me to understand why a feminist support Islam when it is so horrendously brutal to women. And, you know, this is where the Reformation's needed. You saw in, you know, when President Trump was in Saudi Arabia, Melania Trump, Ivanka Trump, did not wear headscarves. This was revolutionary in the Islamic world. These changes have got to happen. Islam's going to have to allow women to be treated as human beings and ultimately equals of men, because this is fundamental to the way the earth is, and cultures have evolved to a higher level.
But I was about to say, I've studied anthropology, so have you. Most cultures didn't oppress women ever like this. A lot of cultures, women ran things. I mean, this is just... I don't want folks to think that societies 2,000-3,000 years ago treated women like this on average. I mean, what Muslims do today in Orthodox Muslim countries is the worst treatment of women in history. I mean, don't you agree with that historically? We'll be right back to get more on with him. Stay with us. His audio cut out.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Can you predict the market? No, but you can predict human behavior just enough to take advantage. Introducing MarketVulture.com. Don't get caught off guard. MarketVulture monitors dramatic events around the world and spots the opportunities that lie beneath. As one MarketVulture user put it,
"Well, I feel like I have access to a CIA data feed."
Try MarketVulture now with a 7-day free trial. Don't worry, zero risk, one click cancel anytime you want. MarketVulture.com.
Seize the opportunity.
Okay, Terrence in Scotland, Jason in Germany, O'Brien, Dan, Cindy. We're going to go to all of you here. Dr. Corsi's our guest right now. The main reason I got him on this morning is We were approached by folks in the White House at the inauguration saying, hey, who's your White House correspondent going to be? And they already thought I had a D.C. office. And I'm like, no, we got to get a D.C. office. I don't know if I'm going to do it. The media took that and ran and said, oh, Jones says he's getting them, but he doesn't have them. You've got to have an office. You've got to have a driver's license there. Well, we got a weekly pass. Of course, he's had stuff like this before. He's got congressional passes. He's covered the campaigns. He's been one of the top political pundits in the country. Everybody knows that. And so he got around to getting it. All hell broke loose. Some publications tried to imply we were lying and he wasn't even there. The truth is, most days there's not even a reason to be there because the president's gone right now anyway. So this is Corsi that broke 3 months ago. They're stealing the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac money. Mnuchin confirmed that 3 weeks ago, and we got credit. Most of the meetings don't happen at briefings. They happen at dinners, like he was at one with the vice president a few nights ago. Maybe I'm not supposed to say that. The point is, you've been friends with Donald Trump for 40 years. You guys were at the tower just, you know, 4 or 5 months ago together. I mean, they act like we're not real media. We're begging for press passes. Sure, low levels trying to block us, but they failed.
Well, and it also is amazing to me the Twitters. I mean, I've been blocking these Twitters. Just vile, vile comments. I mean, people irrational. And I look at these adult women. You look at the pictures of them, and it's just a string of swear words.
Temper tantrums.
Yeah, and you think these people have lost their minds. I mean, the insults and the, you know, completely without any knowledge base at all, saying that, you know, we are destroying the news media because we've got press credentials at the White House. I mean, this type of thing is just a censorship, again, and on the left, and an intolerance. You know, if you don't take their story and look at the views their way, then the left goes so berserk they want to almost do violence.
Well, sure. Let me apologize that we did boost the stock market last week. The stock exchange heads confirmed it. I'm so sorry. And you know, you did break the giant story that's now all over the news about the looting of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac of $300 billion of taxpayer money and investors' money, and the president is now reversing it. So how dare us being so fake? No, the truth is you have a degree in international finance. You're a top banking expert. You're a top journalist, and they're scared of you.
Well, I've been at this a long time, and I've had press credentials. I traveled with traveling press with George Romney the last 3 weeks of the 2012 presidential campaign. I've attended any number of presidential speeches. I've seen in person every president back to Dwight Eisenhower. Even saw Harry Truman as a child. I mean, I've seen every one of them and known very many of them. I've been at this for a long time, and you know, my PhD in political science was when I was 25 years old. I spent 25 years in international finance, and I've worked around the world, working with banks, working with finance companies at top security clearances. I broke any number of stories. I've written 6 New York Times best-selling books. 2 of them were number one, and you know,
how about 3 were number one?
When you count that, I ghostwrote one that was number one. Under my own name, I have 2 number one. I have The Abomination and Unfit for Command. But I've had 6 New York Times bestsellers. I've written 20 books since 2004. And I've been published in international journals. I mean, it's been all over. And it's extensive. And the mainstream media doesn't want to acknowledge it.
Well, it's just so crazy how they keep trying to brand us as fake news when it isn't that we're in the White House that we're real news. It's that they follow us. I mean, we're the ones breaking the big news. We're the ones that have the contacts. We're the ones that have the guests. I mean, I just had the guy on from the peace rally in Manchester an hour ago. We're going to come back with Dr. Corsi in your phone calls. Thanks for holding. Third hour
visit
is about to begin.
Today.
It's an act of rebellion to spread the link. Infowars.com.